Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
The Below Deck After Show is finally here.
You've heard us talk about season 8 thus far, from Chef Rachel's blow up over missing caviar to Shane Sunshine Coopersmith's missteps on deck.
Now we're going to hand it over to Captain Lee and the crew to hear what they really think about what went down aboard My Sienna in BravoTV.com's exclusive season 8 After Show.
The Below Deck After Show is available every week on BravoTV.com and Bravo's YouTube channel, and we'll be bringing them to you as podcast episodes every Sunday.
Let's get into it.
Eddie promotes Izzy to lead deckhand.
Today is Izzy's first day as lead deckhand.
Oh, you can get a round of applause.
Can we hear you? Yeah.
I think Eddie really wanted to test Izzy in a bit more of a pressure situation and see how she handled responsibility. Maybe looking further down the road to see if she could take over as bosun one day. That's how it works. You promote people and you see how they handle the extra responsibility.
I think one of the reasons me and Rob got on really well is because obviously we're there to have a good time and there to work, but we never really took work all that seriously because when you break it down, all you're really doing is cleaning the boat and putting jet skis out. So when Izzy got this lead deckhand position, obviously we'd have a joke, we'd have a laugh, we'd try to wind her up, but the way it was meant to come across is if Rob got that position or if I got the position, we'd act in the same way and we'd try to wind each other up.
If it was James that got this thing, it would have been the same. If it was me, I fully would have expected the same. Because you manage people and, you know, part of stepping into a bigger role is learning how to manage roles like me and James. So we wanted to put her to the test and make sure that she could handle it.
Rob.
Yes, Izzy.
Why don't we do all this first?
Yes, Izzy.
And then we'll do the outside, because that's just going to drip on everything anyway.
Whatever you want, Izzy.
So we have washed and rinsed up to here.
Just have one person on hose, one person washing, and one person drying.
Yeah, but he won't be able to do anything until I finish doing this.
Yeah, but it won't take long for you to spray a roof.
This is turning into chaos.
Okay, stop.
Very, very simple.
Stop, we're going to have a plan.
I think maybe at that point I'd spent a lot more time with Rob than anyone else, so I kind of knew how he was trying to come across, and to someone that didn't know him as well and spent as much time with him, may have been like, oh, actually, I don't really know what you're trying to say, this, and she probably just came across the wrong way.
Eddie, how did you feel like Rob and James reacted to Izzy becoming lead deckhand?
I think they acted to it well. I don't think they really, either of them really expected that they were going to become lead deckhand. You know, I don't think James really wanted that responsibility.
That's way too much work.
Yeah, just get done what he could get done and just be over, done with it. And I think Rob maybe had the biggest issue with it because he did have a lot of experience and he did have more experience on paper than Izzy has. But Izzy had been there longer. And, you know, and I think she really took that initiative to become the leader, where Rob was kind of just a little more laid back. And, you know, it seemed that Rob was just kind of helping out where it needed to be. But Rob is very, you know, really talented and had a lot of experience. So I think he was one who may have, you know, kind of started having a little more trouble with it.
I just don't think Rob seemed particularly happy to be there in the first place. I think because he was so used to being a flotilla captain and running his own ship, that then having someone younger and probably a little bit less experienced than him in a position above him might have inflicted a wound on his ego, per se. And I think just a lot of the small little, like, snide comments and things like that, he wouldn't have said them if it was James telling him, for example, or saying the same thing, or if it was Eddie saying the same thing. So I don't think it was because I'm, like, a woman or anything like that, but I think it was because it's probably just someone younger and maybe a little bit less experienced than him. But also at the same point, if you're so offended by it and you maybe want to be lead deckhand, then he could have approached Eddie and said, you know, I've got the experience, I want to do this. So yeah, I'm not really sure why he felt it necessary. I thought it was kind of just immature and childish.
So, Elizabeth, Rachel makes cannolis for the charter guests, and you take one during the dinner service and sneak it to James.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, you're the best.
But then Francesco walks by and sees you guys.
You and Francesco?
Yeah.
Hey. What are you guys up to?
I was just talking.
Chatting
about...
while I'm slaving away up there.
I was actually just saying you should go to bed and I'll take care of this.
I think you're full of excuses, so...
What?
Just chill down here.
You can just tell me. You can call me on the radio and say, can you...
Stop talking.
Take over. Okay.
I remember, so it's like, I literally gave him the cannoli. We've been working so hard. We've been working every second. And it was just like this 1 minute of like us just, you know, of us communing. Like, she happened to see.
What's wrong with taking a cannoli break?
Exactly. It's not like we were... being distracted by each other on this charter and like always, you know, running off and talking. It was like this one time.
To Elizabeth going like she was complaining or something, her feet were killing her or something. So I said, go have a sit down for 15 minutes. And she was like, no, I'm fine. So she didn't go and sit down. And then like half an hour later, she was off deck with James.
If you want to take the 15 minutes, then take it. But if you're going to say you're not going to take it, then I'm going to rely on you for doing the job that I expect you to be doing.
Yeah, exactly.
And Eddie, it also seems like you're a little frustrated because James is also involved.
Elizabeth and James are just f***ing having a chat on the aft deck.
Are they still down there?
I don't know.
I'm going to go make sure they're not still f***ing down there. But you should go to sleep and I'll make sure Elizabeth goes and takes care of them.
You know, there's only so much that I can do or say before I lose my patience. And it's not a lot. You know, James, like, I stick my neck out for you and I give you the good cop. And I'm like, I go easy on you. And I try to relax and everything like that. And I kind of put my neck on the line for you being like, oh, you know, yeah, he screws up. But for the most part, he's a good guy. But then if you start, again, taking advantage of my lackadaisical attitude, then you're going to start pissing me off.
Got Elizabeth a little bit of trouble.
Chess walks down, sees that she's there, thinking, nah, she's probably been there 20, 30 minutes.
It's because in Chess's eyes, and Elizabeth was taking a break while she should have been relieving Chess, who hasn't had a break all day.
That makes sense.
That's why.
I mean, Francesca had been picking up the slack all season so far, and it's not fair to her to have her subordinates taking breaks while she hasn't been even able to sit down all day.
Exactly. Should have gotten that cannoli and just like shoved it in their faces.
Yeah.
You guys did canoodle a little bit, to be honest. You
really?
You did canoodle a little bit and you had moments. I'm not being mean, but like at the same time too, like you guys did canoodle a little bit too much. And it was not irritating, but it was just
on charter though?
Yeah, you kind of did it.
Is it green?
No.
Is it red?
No, it's okay. You gotta keep practicing.
We're gonna develop our own language that no one can pick up on.
Like real words or like made up words?
Not real words, that'll be code for other words.
I think you were enthralled, but I think that he is the captain of trying to get out of how to work. And Blue Steel.
Oh, I was distracted.
So that was the whole thing.
Do you think that like when James and I were doing like dishes together, we were a bit slower or got more distracted like by each other than like the work that was going on?
When you have a conversation with people and it like distracts you, you can't be task orientated, which is understandable. I mean, it really is.
No, it's so true.
But
it's so true.
So then that's when you need to learn to like
focus
stay
on something.
More focused. And I
have to know how to turn from people. Yeah.
Tell them to f off. I'm being honest with you as a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I completely understand that. And, you know, looking back too, I would have liked to be more aware.
James, it seems like there are a couple of moments where you seem a little flirty toward Aisling in front of Elizabeth.
Haven't been feeling well today.
Oh, s***.
At all.
No, I heard. Do you want any medication?
Yeah.
Good thing you're not working late. Someone's covering for you.
What do you mean? Sorry, what?
No, I'm... I'll hold back. I was almost going to start some beef.
thought you would have covered for her because she's working lights. She's out.
I'm so confused.
Hi. You heard what I said.
I don't know.
That.
Just trying to wind up Elizabeth. She was sensitive and easy target. That was all, really. And it worked well.
You walk in and you like stir the pot and you walk away. It's exactly what James does.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was the weirdest. Yeah. That was like, I mean, that almost felt so deliberate of him to do. You know, it was like literally the three of us in that crew mess. It's just, he would give all that attention to whoever else was there. He started doing that with Ash. And yeah, I just was confused by it. Yeah, I thought it was pretty considering that, yeah, we've already, you know, formed that connection and whatnot.
I don't know what that was. Like, I was even a bit taken back, like, are you flirting with me? Like, while Elizabeth is, like, sitting in the crew mess with all three of us, I'm like, I don't know how to deal with this situation right now. And I was like, should I walk away? Like, what am I doing? Like, what do I say? He definitely put me and cornered me in a bit of an awkward situation at that point in time.
Why would you want to, you know, wind Elizabeth up?
Not only for my enjoyment, but for everyone else's. And then obviously just for her to know that, let's not take things too seriously. We're all here just to have a good laugh and, you know, just basically just bring the atmosphere just like a more chilled, more enjoyable level. But like she was, it got to the point where she was too easy to wind up. So I almost had to hold back.
You know, if he wanted to be that way, then he should have been honest and said, look, let's just keep things casual. I kind of have a thing for Ash. I don't know. I just wish people were honest with each other like that. Because, you know, at least I wouldn't be sitting there like, what the heck's going on?
Like, I can't do the whole not knowing, like, if you're, like, trying to get with Ash or you're super flirty with her and you don't even acknowledge me.
You're trying to create something.
You don't even acknowledge me.
Do you know, like, when I first got on this boat and I flirted with everyone?
Yeah.
Nothing's changed. It's kind of just my personality.
But something has changed.
What, me and you?
Yeah.
You trust me, don't you?
I think it's strange. The way you, like, flirt with Ash. And, like, suggest that she goes on lates.
Yeah, I don't know whether that was, like, him trying to get back to her from the night before, what Rachel and her had done to him, to be, like, a bit, like, catty. I feel like James could probably be a bit of a bitch, let's be honest. Like, he's got a bit of killer instinct in him. So I think he knew what he was doing to try and get on my side to look like we're, like, pairing up now and we're, like, against Elizabeth.
I think a lot of people see like the flirtiness and this and that, like, oh, that's gross, like, I'm seedy. But it's not. Like, James, when he's like flirty, it doesn't come from a malicious place. It doesn't come from a like a place where he's like objectifying someone. It's just like how he connects. Like, I am a kind of like a socially awkward person. So like I will give people to try and connect with them. Whereas James is like nice about people and kind of like flirty to try and connect with them.
Like the deck crew and everyone, I always just have like a banter, I have a laugh. But with all the girls, it's always just, I didn't really know how to banter with them. I didn't really know the personalities all that great until later on. So the only way I'd really connect with them is just to flirt with them all. So it was kind of just on that, just to kind of like break down the barrier instead of just being like boring, just saying, oh, what did you do for work before this and this? And then knowing not to go straight in for banter and obviously because they might get offended. Yeah, so that's just kind of my way of trying to connect with the girls, really.
Elizabeth, you confront Ashling. You know, you ask her, is there anything, you know, going on between you and James?
I hope, yeah, I'm not trying to be aggressive or, like, I was not trying to come at her, like, what, like, you know, like, you're trying to get with James, like, what's the deal?
Hey, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
If there's any, like, if there's anything, like, if you think James, like, likes you.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Like, is actually doing that because, like, you have something, like, just let me know.
I think I just, like, went up to her straight, was like, so clearly James is flirting with you in front of me, and, like, you're smart, and you see that. I was like, so, I think I was like, so how does this make you feel? Like, do you like him? Like, what do I, like, what's going on?
No, hell no. I had no interest in James from the get-go.
She's like, yeah, like, I don't like him at all. I was like, no, it's fine. Like, okay. I'm like, I guess it's just weird then.
The moment I walked on board and he was like
are you single and you're going to bunk with me? I was kind of like instantly like, ugh, turned off.
By the way, I think there might be a chance you could be sharing rooms with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you single?
No, just kidding. Yikes.
More or less, I know Francesca and I, we could flirt with him and jokingly have a good laugh. Like, you know, for example, oh, your bum looks good, or like your hair looks good or whatever. You know, just laugh.
Stirring
the pot, like.
So how much time have you spent working on boats?
A year and a half.
You ever think about getting back on a boat?
I don't know.
You definitely just shook your head.
I was just thinking.
Absolutely not.
Oh, hey. Just giving him more or less. And he knew that we were jokingly flirting with him, because that's what he was end up doing with us. I think Elizabeth was totally overreacting, and I felt like I'd been taken back to high school the way she performed towards me. I was just kind of like, whatever.
Let's talk about you two rooming together.
Jizzy.
I'm feeling these blue polos.
You feel yourself in everything.
Okay, you left the toilet seat up. What's wrong with you? I'm away.
Oh, you've got to just get naked.
No.
We're f***ing close now.
Well, what was it like to share a cabin?
At first, was I skeptical going in? No, I wasn't. I was like, because I'm quite a dominant personality, so I was like, this is going to be fine. Like, I've grown up with a brother. Like, you know, I can put him in his place.
You did take my epaulettes off my shirt.
You found another set of epaulettes?
On your shirt?
Oh, who gives a f***, man?
Because I was running around stressing, looking for my epaulettes.
Suck my epaulettes.
It's nice, having someone in there that you can, like, bicker and banter with and, like, have fun with. But it's not, like, taken seriously, because some people, if I was like, you left the toilet seat up, or you stole my epaulettes, or I don't know, like, you're so messy, they would have gotten really offended by it. But James is like, whatever, I'm like, give shit back.
I think I should nip this in the bud early. I saw, like, a hair in the bathroom.
Yeah, I know, I left one on the sink. I didn't mean to, it came out of my hairbrush.
And it comes out.
Yeah, no, to be fair, I shared a house with someone last year, and we got on well, and it was nice, and we spoke. But whenever he did something, like, I didn't know him well enough to call him out on it, so it used to stress me out. And he used to walk into the house some days, and I used to just, like, think, going, I'd love to knock you out. And then he'd just start talking, and I'd be like, oh, right, what's going on, mate? But, like, you just let it build up in your head. Well, with me and Izzy, like, obviously when you have that relationship, you just call each other out on it straight away, and you kind of just have a laugh about it. So we got on well because of that.
Yeah.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Just climb around and do whatever you need to do.
This is like the most inconvenient spot you could do this.
What the f*** is that you're wearing?
Why,
look how big it is.
I know, that's the whole point.
I couldn't even stretch those sleeves out.
No, you couldn't. Your arm's too small.
Oh my God, they're so getting small as well. I hate it because that's so true.
I feel like it was me calling him out of it most of the time because he was the messier one.
You were definitely the messier one though.
I was not. I'm literally the only one that cleaned up that cabin.
Yeah, cleaning your sh** up.
Why are you taking your blacks out? Okay, we're getting in our whites, yeah?
I'm reorganising my wardrobe.
I had, like, my little shelf and all that stuff. That was messy.
You used to always have something on the door, and you could never shut the door, and that used to drive me mad. I don't even know what it was.
That, like, didn't even realise it went each other with their half-time, except when he snored. I had to wear earplugs, which I'm not even sure it's allowed on boats because it fucking snores so loudly.
Not anymore. It was bad though. I used to really snore.
James.
Oh, one day it was so good. I like got the pillow and like slammed it.
I was just about to say that. You tanned that very well.
Perfect shot. Right in the face. And I was so proud of it.
Yeah, it was terrifying. I had my headphones in, so I didn't see it coming. I was in my own world, and I just literally just got rocked.
You just see me there, just like contemplating, like getting like more annoyed and more annoyed. And I'm like, fuck it. Just like slam this pillow down. And then I'm like, can I take my pillow back? I need it to go to sleep. But yeah, no, that was really fun. But also, look, we had like the little Harry Potter hole under the stairs. Like, that was the worst cabin out of all of them. Like, you could hear everyone coming down the stairs. You're right outside the crew mess. So, like, I'd be getting changed. And like, James would open the door. It's like, hey, everyone.
For more from Captain Lee and the crew, head to BravoTV.com and sign up with Bravo Insider to get exclusive Below Deck After Show content.
And we'll be back with our full episode on Saturday.
Bye. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long.
You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at BravoTV.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.